Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship. And again, we're here to do some more healings with all of you. And these healings work just almost instantly as the light beings come into your realm and do energy work with you. It doesn't take any type of belief on their part. You don't have to believe in anything. They are here to help you because your spirit that's in you and your heart center is connected to the light ship. So it doesn't matter what your thoughts are or what your belief system is. They will still help. So that's the wonderful thing about them. The divine works very nice this way. So what we're going to first do is a little intro of the light ship. It comes here once every 2,000 years. It's for the ascension process. And on the big whole, what it is that the whole universe gets turned off and on instantly. And it allows the darkness not to hold on to the light frequencies. And then after the darkness leaves, then the light ship reactivates everything made from the light, and it's like a cleansing process. And then everybody, every spirit in it is a free choice to choose where it needs to incarnate or would like to incarnate into its next lifetime. So it's kind of like musical chairs in a way. And for some reason, we've been stuck here for a long, long time because the dark side has fabricated parallel lives for us, etc., and we could not leave. So here we go. I'm going to do some entity work here, and I have the fast chat on if anyone would like to request a healing tonight. And we'll keep it more or less kind of based on the December theme here of healings with Jesus. So we will bring his energy in also through the light beam. So if you're brand new to the show, click on Creation Lightship Healing. And you can go to Monday at 4 o'clock. Scroll down about maybe an inch and a half, we'll say, on your scroll bar. Underneath the blinking flower, you're going to see a beautiful light beam there. We're going to bring in Jesus through this photograph here of this light beam. It's actually a drawing that a lady did on one of the four-hour sessions. She's able to draw the light beam that posed for her on the light ship. So we're going to first do some entity work with you here. And this is going to help you get more into your body with your spirit. This is the whole intent of probably why I'm here, I guess, is to get everybody so that they can come more into their body for the ascension. And during the ascension time, you know, the whole thing is based on love energy, which is heart energy, and not mind energy. So there's a big difference now in the two. The mind energy sort of sidetracks you from being in your heart. So what happens is if you're working with mind energy, you don't really have a really high spiritual base to that. And the heart energy is all that's going to be left at the time of the universal shift. So a lot of people ask me, they say, gee, Ron, I have this attunement and that attunement, and I do these meditations and all different types of things. And I ask them after that, I say, well, how much has this helped you get into your heart center? Because at the time of the universal shift, there will be no mind energy. So if you have a really big brain and you memorize a lot of things and have a lot of tools, those will not even exist during the universal shift. The whole process is to go inward and to understand your own divinity inside of yourself. This is what I'm here to help you do, to get more into your body with your spirit, because your spirit is the vehicle for ascension. And it has to integrate fully, 100%, with your physical body for this process. And so just know that what you've learned probably really won't help you. It's good right now to understand a little bit about the ascension. But if you're not in your heart and not in your body 100%, you won't be ascending. And that's kind of the nuts and bolts of it. So we're here to help you understand that and to get more into your heart center. So part of that is doing entity clearings, which we do on every show. And this allows you to get rid of these earth-based energies that are floating around here, which you may call ghosts, that attach themselves to you. They can bring you physical pain, and they can prevent you from healing, along with having their own agenda from all other body hopping that they have done in the past, which allows you to not be fully conscious. And then you're like the marionette and the entity, you know, I mean, you're like the puppet on the string, and the marionette then is the entity or entities controlling you. So here we go, and we're releasing some entities out of everyone listening. And first we'll go to your left leg, so you can just focus on that. And if you have a problem with your left leg, maybe a pain or something, kind of note that as you sample and scan your body and will release these entities from your left leg to go down from your thigh going down to your knee, to your ankle, down to the bottom of your feet and out of your toes here. So we're doing this right now. Wonderful. That feels pretty good. I want to bring more of your spirit back to you in wholeness. So before it comes in, it has to be healed because it'll bring back the residue of why it left you. So you don't want to have a wounded spirit coming to you. So here we go. Bring it in. So I'll just count to 10 to invoke the energy of your spirit. And the spirit in your heart already knows what's happening. And it'll also direct this new part of you that's been out for a while back to your left leg and foot, etc. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we're going to go to your right leg, knees, ankles, bottom of your foot, your whole foot, and down to your toenails. So here we go. Same process, releasing these entities out of you. And they can come into you if you hurt yourself. They will definitely be attracted to that pain energy. They need the energy of your spirit and also of like pain energy. Remember, energy is energy to live on. Just different forms of energy, and these emotional bodies, which you call ghosts, do not have a spiritual energy in them that's very, very high because they're from the earth spirit. So they're not really that conscious, but they need you to live on. So you're their battery charger, and they're the battery. So here we go. Releasing these energies out of your right leg. Perfect. Now we're going to work with your hip and hip joints here. Same process. So if you want to scan, go right ahead. And you might just see if you're feeling a little different. When your spirit re-enters your body, you should feel a little heavier. And the way you tell that you've had a healing or in process of having one is that you may feel heat in your body. You might feel tingles. You might feel like waves of energy moving through you. And all this is a validation for you that something is happening. So here we go. Working on your left hip joint right now. There we go. Now right hip joint. Great. Okay, now we're going to bring more of you into your body now in these locations. Remember, your spirit is what heals you. Without your spirit with you, you won't have a very successful healing. So here we go. Coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, next we're going to be working with the middle part of your body, all your body organs. So we'll say below the shoulders to your waist here. So again, releasing some more energies here. Okay. So we had a request here about joints, so we'll do joints in the body also after this here. There we go. Okay, there we go. And bringing more of you into your body now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we're going to be doing your shoulders, your rotator cuffs, going down your elbows, wrists, fingers, knuckles. So again, request healing. And we'll start bringing these energies into you. So releasing these entities right now. And the requesting of healing is very important because the divine always sees you as 100% perfect. So you could be in, a bad situation and you won't have any help until you request healing because you're always perfect. It's just a different experience in the moment. Until you complain about something, you probably won't have any help. So this is why you have to keep requesting. And the light's only in the now. And after this now becomes another now. And so you want to always express yourself during the healing process, maybe like 4 or 5 times at least. So here we go, bringing more of you into your body now, into your arms, fingers, joints. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we had a request for joints in the body, so this will be all your joints. And then we'll do your neck after this here. So again, request a healing as your spirit comes into you. So here we go. We're releasing these entities out of you. Remember, if you have like a problem with maybe one of your knees or something, that will attract entities. It could attract, say, 1,000 entities. So they're taking away your life force energy for healing. So you want to always request. And what we're doing now is releasing these energies from you. But only you know what your problems are. I'm just doing this blanket healing. And it's up to you to kind of focus it and to tell your spirit where you want to have healing presented. So here we go. Coming more into your body now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, a lot of energy here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're going to be working with your neck energy. We'll focus on that now. So here we go. Taking away entities out of your neck. Again, these are like what you want to call ghosts to just get attracted to us here. And here we go. Bringing more of you into your body, into your neck. Maybe your spirit's doing this for you also. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're going to be working on your head. This can include your sinuses and eyes, ears, teeth, etc. So we're taking away entities now. And bringing more of you into your body and your head. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we have a request for thyroid, so we'll do that right now. There we go. There we go. More energy is coming in here. There we go. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And Tammy's asking for a beetle clearing. That's I won't do that on this show, Tammy, because I can't. I'm trying to keep the energy just here on this planetary experience here with the entities. But we'll do skin rashes, okay? So here we go. Anybody who has problems with their skin, we're going to take away entities there and do some healing work. Whenever I work with the extraterrestrial energies, it takes quite a bit of energy out of me to do this process. And I want to keep this show kind of light because it's kind of on the Christmas theme here. If any of you are new to the show, I believe about a month ago we did a lot of releasing from extraterrestrial energies that are inhabiting us here, and the beetles are one of those here. So, have to go back onto the archives. I believe we did it on a Friday night. So here we go. Have any skin problems, irritations? Could be swelling of the skin, could be typically not this time of year, but maybe a sunburn, might have a rash, irritation, itches. Maybe you have something that just won't heal. We're taking away the entities out of that now, so it's up to you to request this. Okay, and here we go. Coming more into your body now in this area for healing. Remember, just invoke your spirit. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. A lot of energy here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. This will also work for scarring. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That feels pretty good to me. Next, we're going to do a chakra alignment for everyone. So we're going to go to your heart center. And we only use the first six chakras. They're more physical here. So going to the heart, moving that around. You might feel your body shift a little bit here. going up to your throat chakra now. Great. And third eye, great. Power chakra, that needs some work with some of you here. Moving that around here. There we go. It's locking in. Perfect. Second chakra, good. And first chakra. And if you're in a quiet place, we'll do an opening now for you. The reason why I mentioned that, because when the chakras get opened up, you become more sensitive. So you don't want to be distracted or have your body kind of feel funny because you're more wide open. So we're going to go body with for you with the chakras. So we start with the heart first, and I'll use the word spin to open up the chakras. So here we go. Spin, 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 open. And then go up now to your throat chakra, number 5. Spin, 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 open. And now your third eye and your forehead will say number 6. Spin, 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 open. Going back down below the heart, chakra 3. Power center, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, just below your navel. This is your creativity. Spin, 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 open. And now we're going to your first chakra, base of your spine. Spin, 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 open. Okay, now we're going to do the mind to heart drop. This you should be doing daily too. If you're brand new to the show, this is going to open up this wonderful channel for you in your energetic bodies. Remember, your mental body is what you think with, and this energy body, that's like your spirit in a sense. It's an invisible body that takes on the image of you. And so it has to surrender itself, its control, to your heart center. And this is where your guidance is inside of your heart, not in your head. So visualize, if you would, the 10th floor of the elevator being on your forehead, your awakening consciousness, your thoughts. And the first floor is in your heart center where your spirit resides. This is where you want to get your spiritual guidance. And so you can think of this here and just do this daily. And you may become a better person by doing this here, or at least being connected more to your divinity. And this is where entities cannot play with you when you're in your heart center. That way you're in the moment. And when you're in the moment, then you're in the now with the divine energy flow. Anything that's out of time, behind time, or ahead of time, is not in the moment. That's mind energy, and that's mind control. So here we go. Coming down. So dropping down, I'll do it slow so you may be able to feel the energy body moving inside of you. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. I'll just put some music on here so you can experience the communication between you and your spirit. Thank you. we're going to energize the beautiful light beam on your monitor screen. So if you got on a little bit late, then click on Creation Lightship Healing, scroll down beneath the blinking flower, and the light beam will be there. You're going to see here. And if you wish to communicate, just click on BBS Fast Chat underneath the light beam, and a screen will come up for you, and you can do your communication that way for healings. So here we go. Just watch the light beam here, and we're going to activate her. There we go. So she's starting to become energized on my monitor screen here. And I'm seeing her eyes emitting more light. I see her, as I look at her, kind of smiling more. She's very happy and joyous. And I see the light rays kind of fluctuating here a little bit. And her head now is becoming more three-dimensional. So you might experience these same sensations too. And if you wish, you can tap one of your palms, tap your palm chakra with your fingers. And just move it in front of your monitor, and you're going to feel that presence of her energy coming right off your screen here. Maybe hold your hand back about a foot. And she'll connect heart to heart. And what we're going to do right now is bring in your twin flame energy. That was a request on Fast Chat here. This is a very nice energy. This is the other half of you that typically you don't have with you because the dark side doesn't want you to become fully empowered. So what you are is basically half of you here, and that's the way it normally would be, because your twin flame is out in the universe experiencing like you are. But they cut you off from this experience, so we're going to bring in your twin flame energy right now. So the light ship is connecting to you, and you're going to bring in your twin flame from the light ship right now. So here it comes. So I'm going to count to 10. Feel this wonderful heart energy. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and we'll do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Beautiful. So just sit back and relax a little bit here, and you can experience your other half of you. And it takes away a lot of pressure from you. Allows you to feel the oneness of yourself. Kyle just typed in, and then you sense a change. Nothing feels the same, and love comes walking in. That's on my website, and that's a very profound words by Van Halen. It's from the 5150 album, Love Walks In. So hopefully you're all feeling a little more balanced, a little more centered here. I'm going to scan the group here and just see what you might need next year. We had the request to bring in the faith energy. We could do that too here. So the faith is actually your connection to your own spirit. Once you get connected into now, you have all the faith that you need. We'll bring in that energy a little stronger for everyone. And we'll bring in the grace energy also. So here comes both of these energies at once. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So again, connect with this energy in your heart center. And we're going to bring in, just to have some fun tonight, we'll bring in the female energy from the light beings. There, we'll bring in one of the teams here. This will be a team that wants to do healing with us. So there's three light beings that are female. And they're going to come through the monitor screen. And then we'll bring in the male energies. So here we go. So here comes the female. And I'll use the word, I'll count to 10 as they come in. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Yeah, they're here. So again, request your healing. They will connect to your heart center, so you want to be in your heart. And you can also, some people like to hold their hand on a certain area in their body where they like to have healing too. But just think inside of your head. Your thoughts will be heard by them. It's probably better to be in your heart center, but regardless, they do connect with you through mental telepathy and know what your problems are. So request your healing, and I'll put some music on again so you can enjoy this process, and we'll bring in the male doctors, and you can feel a difference on the two. Going to bring in the male energies. So again, this will be three male doctors. For myself, they're a little more intense. The energy is kind of matter of fact. They strictly do their work, very direct, right to the point. But the females typically have a little more compassion energy, if you were to kind of sample the two. And all of them, when you look at them, they look right through you. But the males are right down to business. So here we go. They're coming in right now, and you might feel the monitor change here. The room becomes more electrified. And here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, request your healing. Thank you. we'll make it a little bit lighter. So we're going to bring in the energy of joy and laughter right now. So here comes the energy of joy. So it'll again come in through the light beam. In fact, let's just scroll down a little bit further, and we'll go down to the ship insignia. It's a ways down there, maybe about a fourth of the way, 40% of the way down on the scroll bar there. Or you can just click on underneath the fast chat, too. It'll come up there. And here comes the joy energy from the lightship insignia. And it's being activated right now. Feels pretty good to me. Coming in. And should be able to sense it pretty nicely now. There we go. I did a divine channeling, with what I used to call it, where I bring in the different divine energies, and I was, you know, over the telephone doing this to a group. And they were in the Los Angeles area. And then I brought in the laughter energy, and all the women are giggling and laughing, and there's some men there who just didn't understand it. And the women couldn't stop laughing, and the men just looked at them like, what's going on? So we're going to bring in the laughter energy right now. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So I have a special healing here, just came through here. A lady's son, I guess it's a lady, Divya, I believe. I don't know if it's male or female, so excuse me, but my son was in a car accident at 5 p.m. Can you do a spine adjustment? So yeah, we'll take him right up now to the light ship here. There we go, and he's there now, and let the light beams work with him. There we go. He's there and they're starting to work. So and here's the laughter energy coming in. And we'll bring in the energy now of happiness. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, stronger, and stronger. There we go. I was at a conference quite a while ago, a couple of years ago, going on 3 years, in fact. I was at a table with a bunch of people, and I was showing them the male and the female energies. And I brought the male energies in, and they kept wanting it stronger because they really liked it. And I got to the point after about 5 minutes of increasing the energy. And the room was pretty large. It was probably about 200 foot in length. And what happens when the males come in, the volume in the room changes. It normally drops about two-thirds. And I could actually feel the energy bouncing off the walls and giving my hand like little pinpricks. And that's how strong the energy was. So the males are very, very potent with their energies. But if you want to have more of the male energy, I'll bring it in right now for you. So here they come, and this is how they do healings. So here we go. Ask for healings too. So stronger. Here comes the male energy. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 stronger. My room here is electrified. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Yeah, this should be a great healing for all of you. This energy is pretty strong right now. They could do it a lot more, but this feels pretty adequate to me. If you want to comment on that in the fast chat, how you feel, but it's a very, very high frequency electric energy, and definitely request healings. And I'll put some music on during this process so you can have this wonderful experience with the male light beam doctors here. And there happens to be six of them with you, which is two teams. About 10% of what they can really bring to you. We're going to bring in some energy to help you with your heart center, to get rid of the pain that you might be holding on to. Could be betrayal energy, could be resentment. So we're going to go into your heart center right now with these light beam doctors here and start releasing energy from your heart here that's preventing you from experiencing love and joy in your life here. So here we go. It's being taken away now from these energies here. You want to request what you want to have released also. You can just think of it in your mind here. There we go. There we go. Coming out. Lots of stuff here coming out. There we go. We'll start working on abuse issues right now. Could be child abuse, could be abuse from your employer, there we go, could be just energies making you feel not good enough that you're hanging on to. Let's get these released out of you so you can go into the new year with a much better life here. And we have our special 2008 Ascension program coming up here. It's on the 5th. On Saturday, It's a four-hour conference call with water charging. We're going to be bringing in the divine energies from the light shift for each month, month by month, for the year 2008. So you can have a sampling, a little preview of these energies. And you may want to write down some affirmations before that of what you'd like to bring into your life. But you'll be there real-time feeling these wonderful energies coming into you. And then you can also write an affirmation and kind of plan how you wish to have the energies help you out for the next coming year. So the cost for this is $60. You can go to my website if you wish and just send me a check, but do contact me so I can give you the phone number and the PIN number. Just go to the Creation Lightship Healing, or excuse me, creationlightship.com. Just click down on the left side, the donation link, and that'll give you the address. Make the check out to ET Healing Clinic, and you'll be all set here. So I guess Kyle was asking, if you only had 10% of the male energies, is 100% safe? Yes, it is safe, yeah. It's very safe. Just that there's so much energy there that it's it takes you into a different paradigm. But you'll go up to 20% right now here, and this will also help your heart energy. So they're about 10% right now, these male doctors here. So we'll bring them in another 10%, equaling 20%. So here they come. So stronger. And just sit back and relax. And you're going to have a wonderful healing here. So stronger, 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 stronger. You're at 11%. Stronger, 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 stronger. 12%. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 13%. You may actually feel it build up as I say this too. Stronger, 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 stronger. I know my body's heating up, which is normal. Stronger, 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 14%. Stronger. Stronger, stronger, stronger. These are the beautiful male light being doctors. Stronger, 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 15%. Stronger, 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 16%, and you should probably be able to hear a pin drop in your room. Stronger, energy is very clean, very clear, very pristine. Stronger, 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 17%. Stronger, 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 good, 18%. Stronger, 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 19%. Stronger, 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 and now 20%. Stronger, 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 and stronger. If you notice, this energy almost puts you directly into your heart center. So I'll put some music on again and communicate with these beautiful light beings for healing. and just feel the divinity that you are. It's just fantastic to have these beautiful light beings here to assist us here. We had a request to do 30%, so we can go up a little bit before the show ends here, if you wish to have that done. It's up to you. It might be a little potent for some people with this high-frequency divine energy coming in of love. So I'll just say that we do one-hour conference calls Mondays and Fridays for $20. It starts at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. And here comes, we'll go up in 2% increments. I only have 3 minutes to go here, so... Here we go. So this is 22%. So stronger, 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 24%. Stronger, 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 26%. Stronger, 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 stronger. You keep watching that lightship insignia. It's changing. Stronger, 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 another 2%. Stronger, 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 and another 2% here. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, there you go. So this energy, we have the light ship hold it for you for about a half an hour. So request your healings and connect with your spirit, you know, in your heart center. And enjoy this wonderful light energy that's with you right now. So let us say blessings to all of you and have a wonderful evening. And our next show will be on Friday. And it'll be 9 o'clock my time, Pacific Standard Time. So have a wonderful time. And hope you've all had a wonderful holiday here. And hope you've been in your heart center. So blessings to all of you, and good evening.